Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Hey. Today's shir is sponsored by Henry Orlinsky in memory of his father, Menachem Yitzchak Ben Yaakov Yisrael, Alav Shalom, who survived the Holocaust, jumping the trains to Treblinka, hiding in the woods, trying to save and saving many lives. Henry's father left a legacy of generations of Shomrei Shabbos and many Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael and the United States. It is also sponsored by Avishai and Elisheva Newman, Luzchus Rufor Shlema, Chaim Naftali Ben Frimit Freida, and Sarah Freida Baschaya, who should have Rufor Shlema Besoch Shar Chola Yisrael. So we are holding on the bottom of Daf Lamed Dalarim Beis, three lines from the bottom of the page, Dinei Nefashos Dan Beyom, and the Gemara continues to go through all of the differences between Dinei Mamonos and Dinei Nefashos. There were 10 differences listed in the Mishnah, so the first thing we're going to discuss is how it is that we know that Dinei Nefashos cannot be Nigmar Belaila, that they have to be Nigmar Dafka Beyom, what the source is in Psukim. The Gemara is going to discuss why it is that the next thing the Gemara is going to discuss is why it is that you have to wait a day before being Gomer Din for Dinei Nefashos Lechova, that you can't just do it on the same day, it needs to wait a day. And that's going to lead us into a discussion also about why it is that we can't start a Dinei Nefashos case, as the Mishnah pointed out, on a Friday. The Gemara is going to play out five different scenarios. Well, why don't we just start it on Friday and do this or do that? And it's going to have five different scenarios and reject each of those five different scenarios and show us why it's not possible, why we simply cannot do it during the day. Then the Gemara is going to start raising a number of issues of conflict. What can be doche what? When you have conflicting considerations. And the reason it raises these issues of conflict is because the second of the issues that it raises relates to our sugya. But the first one is going to be, Why isn't it that burying a meis mitzvah is not docha Shabbos? If you find a meis mitzvah, the Gemara is going to suggest, let it be docha Shabbos, and it's going to show why it can't be. And then the Gemara is going to suggest, maybe misas beis din should be docha Shabbos. Carrying out a misas beis din, actually executing someone, should be docha Shabbos. That's what's related to our sugya, because we're going to talk about why we're not dinin nefashos on Friday, because we can't kill the guy on Shabbos. Oh, so why not? Why can't we kill somebody on Shabbos in Beis Din? And that's going to lead the Gemara to a discussion of Lo Sevaru Eish B'chol Moshvo Seichem, why specifically the Torah identifies Havara as the one Malacha that's specifically identified in the Torah, and also what we learn from the word Moshvo Seichem, B'chol Moshvo Seichem. Shabbos has nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael. It has what to do with Eretz Yisrael. It's not accurate. But Shabbos is not a mitzvah hatluya ba'aretz. It's something that, why do we need to say B'chol Moshvo Seichem? And then the Gemara is going to discuss that Misas Beis Din shouldn't be Docha Avoda. Why is it that we allow Misas Beis Din to be Docha Avoda? And then the Gemara is going to ask, Misas Beis Din shouldn't be Docha a Karban Yachid. So all of these questions about what's Docha what is all on account of that second one about Misas Beis Din being Docha Shabbos, which actually belongs in this Sugya, which is very much related to this Sugya. So let's begin at the bottom of the page, three lines from the bottom, Dinei Nefashos Danin Bayom. So in the Mishnah, as we continued to go through the 10 differences between Dinei Mamonos and Dinei Nefashos. So we said that Dinei Nefashos are done in Bayom and Gomrin Bayom, as opposed to Dinei Mamonos, which are done in Bayom, and as we discussed yesterday, Gomrin Balayla. You have to do the Gemara din of Dinei Nefashos Bayom as well. Says Minani Mili. Some Rav Sim Barchia Amar Kra. We have a pasuk in the where HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu that Vahoka Osam LaHashem Neged HaShemesh. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, those who violated Bal Pa'or, the Avodah Zarah of Bal Pa'or, that their bodies need to be hanged Neged HaShemesh. That in broad daylight, that it had to be done Dafka Bayom. Yeah, but how do you know that the word vahoka means to be tola them, to hang them? Where do we see that that word has anything to do with hanging? Yeah, we have a pasuk in Navi, pasuk in Shmuel Beis, vahokanam la'ashem b'givat shol b'chir Hashem. So we we're about to show that the word vahokanam in Shmuel Beis has to mean to be hanged, but before we get to that, what's the context of that pasuk? So that pasuk is talking about when there were years of famine in Eretz Yisrael, and they couldn't figure out 3 years in a row in the times of David HaMelech that there was famine in Eretz Yisrael. So David went to be Shoal the Urim V'tumim, what the Onesh was for, and the response that he got was that first of all, he wasn't Maspid Shoal Karo'i. They buried him too quickly without giving a proper Hasbid. Second, that they never never really fully atoned for the fact that Shaul killed out the entire city of Nov Ira Kohanim, and third, that together with Nov Ira Kohanim, there were seven Givonim who were amongst the Chotvei Eitzim Shaavei Mayim who were killed as well. So something had to be done about that, to atone for all of that. Even in just killing Nov Ira Kohanim itself, it was also a sin against the Givonim. The Givonim were the Shaavei Mayim, the Chotvei Eitzim, primarily for the Mishkan. They were working for the Kohanim. So without Kohanim, they didn't have any job anymore. So it cost the Givonim on that level as well. So it was a terrible thing that was done not only to the Kohanim. Rabbi Alan Schwartz once pointed out to me that David HaMelech himself in Tehillim expresses tremendous regret about what happened to Nov Ira Kohanim. That even though he's not the one that killed them, but it was on account of the suspicion, because Doeg HaAdom, he told the Lashon Hara that they were hiding David, who was a fugitive, and they were harboring this fugitive, and because of that suspicion, Shaul HaMelech was Mekabel, that Lashon Hara, so that's why he killed out the whole city of Nov Ira Kohanim. So David felt guilty that it was his fault because he was hiding among the Kohanim. And if you look in Sefer Tehillim, the chapter that's about Nov Ira Kohanim, it's a good mnemonic, an easy way to remember, is chapter Nov, chapter Nun Beis. So that's the chapter of the David HaMelech expressing his own regret about what happened with Nov Ira Kohanim. So David heard it. David realized what the famine was for. So he went to the Gevonim and tried to be mefayis them that they should be mochel the Bnei Yisrael, that this famine shouldn't continue. And the Gevonim said, "We'll be mefayis. We'll be mochel, provided that you kill seven descendants of Shaul because of what he did to us." And therefore, these people had to be killed. So this is what the pasuk is describing, that they had to be that they had to be hanged, and that's the lashon of Ahokanim uksiv. And the pasuk continues, Vatikach Ritzba bas Ayah es hasak vatateula elatzur b'tchilas katzir. Ritzba bas Ayah was the pilegish of Shaul HaMelech, and two of the people that were hanged were her own children. So from the moment they were hanged during the Yemei HaKatzir, which was the beginning of the harvesting season, till the first rain comes, so she took her sackcloth and she put it underneath the hanged bodies, and she sat there to protect the bodies from chayos and ophos, that nothing should get after these bodies, that none of the animals should be able to desecrate the bodies. Now, why would she have to be there to protect the bodies? If they buried the bodies, she wouldn't have to be there to protect them. Obviously, these bodies must have been hanged, and that's why there were chayos and ophos that would have otherwise threatened them. And how do we describe what happened to these bodies? Vahokanum, vahokinum. So you see that vatoka, vahoka is a reference to the idea of hanging, uksiv. And the pasuk says that once the Gemara shows us that hoka'a is talia, is hanging, the Gemara explains what it goes back to the pasuk about hoka'a, about the hanging by the Baal Pa'ar. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, kach es kol Rosh Ha'am, that you should take all of the Rosh Ha'am and you should be hoka osam neged Hashemesh. So the Gemara says, well, we explain the second half of the pasuk, what the hoka osam neged Hashemesh is about, because you have to be gomer bayom. What's the first half of the pasuk? Rashi ha'am, the heads of the am. Im ha'am chatu, rashi ha'am chatu. Yeah, the people sinned with Baal Pa'ar. What exactly did the rashi ha'am do? Why are they being punished? Amar vidam rav, amar lakadosh baruch hu lemoshe, chalek lehem batei dinim. No, you have to take the rashi ha'am and divide them up to make batei dinim. You need sanhedraos that are going to be done, the people who violated the avera of Baal Pa'ar, and punish them and bring them to justice so that they can their bodies can be hanged. So even though hanging is not one of the Dalin Misos Beisdin, we're going to learn all about it soon, are the Dalin Misos Beisdin, but those who violated Baal Pa'ar were hanged because Novad Avod Zara is Dina Beskila, and all the Niskalim are Nitlim. We're going to see the Mishnah Daf Mem Heyam and Beis. So that's how Rashi explains over here. The Rashash points out that in the Mishnah over there, that's only the Sheet of Rebbe Lezer. The Chum hold that not all the Niskalim are Nitlim, only Megadif and Novad Avod Zara, but over here it's Avod Zara anyway, so it works anyway. Meaning over here what they did was Baal Pa'ar, what they did was Avod Zara, so their bodies are ultimately going to be hanged. But that's what the Rosh Ha'am has to do. The Rosh Ha'am is not being hanged. The Rosh Ha'am are forming the Batei Din. So says Gemara, my Taima, why is it that you need so many Batei Din? Just get a Beis Din together and they'll take care of it. Why do you need multiple Batei Din? If it's because you're concerned that you can't be done two, two, uh, two people on the same day, and that's why they need multiple batei din. Rav Chista lo shanu el b'shtei misos. That's only if they're going to have to be dealing with two separate misos based, and you can't be done on the same day. Aval b'misa achas done it. If it was only one miso, which it was, they all violated the same aver of bal pa'ar, you're allowed to have multiple on the same day. Why is it by shtei misos you can't? So Rashi points out el b'shtei misos who de ain done l'fi she'in zu dom l'zu v'tzarch limtzo tam l'divreim kan v'kan v'asi l'kalkulei shema lo yech p'su k'kal atzorech. That the problem is that we want the dayanim to constantly be thinking of his chus. They have to always be tzilu eda. They have to come up, they have to look at it from every angle. We cannot have their minds distracted by anything else when they're supposed to be thinking about the execution or the way to get out of having to execute a particular criminal. But if they have a second case that's on their mind that has nothing to do with the first case, that's a distraction. Their focus may be diverted from where it should be, and therefore we cannot trust it. So that's why we're not done. Shtei misos biyom echad, says Rashi. Elo k'dei sheyashuv charonaf miyisol. So why is that we needed multiple but they didn't over here? It was one miso, it was one crime, it was all on task, it was all on the same focus. No, it was because we wanted all of the cases to be taken care of as quickly as possible, so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's charon af should leave the Jewish people, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should see that people are rushing to be mekane l'kvodo, as Rashi says, to do the right thing and to seek justice for the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the that's why we can't be Moshe Rabbeinu had to set up multiple batei din. That's what the Rashi Ha'am had to do with all of this. Now we mentioned that we're not able to execute people b'yom b'layla. We dafka have to do it by yom. There is a discussion about the reading of Parsha Zachar, where the women are chayiv in the mitzvah of Kriyas Parsha Zachar. So some say that they have to come and hear Parsha Zachar because the in Tshuvas Binyan Tzion he writes in the name of Nasan Adler, and others quote from Nasan Adler that even he was makbid that even the mishareses, even the maidservant in his house should have to come for Parsha Zachar. And he explained because min haTorah there's no zman kavua for Parsha Zachar. You have to read it once a year. Min haTorah there is no specific time. We happen to read it right before Purim, but it's lav dafka. Then it's once a year that we have it. In fact, there's a famous comment of the Maram Shik. The Maram Shik, in his commentary in the Sefer HaMitzvos, he has his own like Minchas Chinuch type of Sefer and Sefer HaMitzvos. They now reprinted it in two big fat volumes with commentary and notes and everything. So, and Maram Shik says that B'shem L'Chassam Sofer, that when you have a leap year, you have a problem because you can go 13 months between Parsha Zachar. So, when you read Parsha Ksetze in the summertime, you have to have a kavana that you yotze Zechiris HaMalek then as well. But the point is that it's once a year is the real din, but it's this man kriya is certainly not a din d'oraisa, and that's the shita of Rav Nosson Adler. Sefer Achinuch however writes that mitzvah sechiras hamalik is only b'zecharim v'lo b'nekevos. Why? Because only males have a mitzvah of melchama. Women are not b'nos melchama, and therefore they're potter from kriyas parsha zachar, because kriyas parsha zachar is to motivate us to fight melchama samalik. Now that is a highly questionable. Minchas Chinuch points out there are a whole bunch of problems with that cheshbon. First of all, it assumes that Kriyas Parsha Zachar directly relates to Melchemes Amalek, meaning it could very well be that every Jew has to remember Amalek, and only some Jews have to fight the Melchemes Amalek. So it's almost like a Darshin and Time of Dekra problem, that we're assuming that the reason for Zechiras Amalek, so that we'll be more motivated fighters. Second of all, it's assuming that in order to have motivated fighters, you don't need motivated women. It could be that if you're going to want children to be raised and husbands to be motivated with this sense of hatred for Amalek and of wanting to fight Amalek, you need women who also feel that, because if they don't set that kind of mood in the household, then it's never going to happen. Third problem is that a Melchemes Mitzvah filu kala mechupasa, the Mishnah tells us, that even a kala leaves some rechupa to fight a Melchemes Mitzvah. So that Sefer HaChinuch has, there are lots of issues. But in the Tshuvas of the Marcheshes, he says, I'll give you another reason, in addition to why the Chinuch says that women do not have to hear Parsha Zachar. He says, based on what Rashi writes in Maseches Megillah, that Zman Melchama is not Belayla. So he says, you see it doesn't mean that we just happen to normally not fight wars Belayla. It means a Melchemes Milchemes Mitzvah, the Zman from Milchemes Mitzvah, the Mitzvah of Milchemes Mitzvah, is only Beyom. Where does that come from, says the Marcheshes? From our Sugya. Ein Donim Dinin Nefashos El Beyom, Vahoka Asam Lashem Neger Hashemesh. The Mitzvah of Milchemes Amalek is a Dinin Nefashos. And Dinin Nefashos is Ein Donin Balaila. It's only Beyom. So Mitzvah Seish Hazman Grama, Memela Nashmar Peturo. Since it's only a daytime Mitzvah, so Memela Nashmar Peturo. That is an astonishing chiddush. That the idea of Milchemes Mitzvah is a din in dinin nefashos. That Milchemes Mitzvah means that these people are chayiv misa, and therefore it's we're carrying out the din of dinin nefashos. But that's the basis, says the Marcheshes, of an argument to say that women are not chayiv in parshas Zachar because it's a Milchemes Mitzvah, and it's therefore a form of dinin nefashos. Okay, weiter in the Gemara, dinin mamonis gomrin b'boyom. We said another one of the differences between dinin nefashos and dinin mamonis. I don't remember what number it was on the list. Is that dinin mamonis is number 8 on the list? Is that dinin mamonis we finish off that same day, whether it's lizuchus or lechava? But dinin nefashos we're only gomer b'boyom lizuchus, but liyom shala acharav lechava. If we want to be gomer lechava, we need to stall another day. We need to wait another day. So minani mili, how do I know that to be true? Amar b'chanina da amar kra, because the pasuk teaches us milesi mishpat tzedek yalin ba v'atamiratzchim. So it's the tzedek yalin ba that they would dafka have a halanas din in order to be matzdik the person. So if you don't do that, then miratzchim, then you're a bunch of murderers. If you're not going to have a halanas din in order to come up with a zechus, you need to sleep on it before you're going to kill a person, so that you can think of every possible zechus. That is Rabbi Chanina's opinion. Rava amar mehacha. Rava has a different pasuk that the pasuk in Yeshayahu says Ashru chamotz shiftu yasum rivu almanas. So Ashru chamotz means Ashru dayin shemechamitz as dino. That how fortunate and good and is the dayan that's mechamitz as dino, that waits on his din in order to make sure that it's absolutely correct, that it's absolutely true. So he waits another day. The idach Ashru chamotz velo chometz. And Rabbi Chanina would say no, the Ashru chamotz means Ashru chometz velo chometz. What does that mean? So Rashi explains the idach mi bayle lahach drasha dam baba kama. He uses it for a drasha that we have in baba kama memvav mi nayin sheniskakin the toveya tchila. How do we know that we first pay attention to the tainas of the toveya? Kigon hatoveya schaver ledin shelvo veino mishalim. Someone sues somebody else. He says, I lent you money, you never paid me. Vizetano mashkon ha'ilibiyadcha v'neskalke lo avad. And the other one says, what do you mean I never paid you? I gave you a mashkon and you never returned it. It got lost or it's destroyed. Niskak in tchilas beizdin l'tvias hatoveya ad sheyem amono biyodo v'achar kach niskak in l'din hamashkon. First we discuss the loan. That's the first order of business, is to clarify that this loan in fact happened and was never paid. Then we can discuss, was there a mashkon, wasn't there a mashkon, what happened to the mashkon. But that's how we darshan ashrei chamutz, that we should be machzik the nigzal and not the gozel. That we first have to focus on the person who was nigzal, who was stolen from, and help him out, and then we can help out the other person if he claims, if he has some sort of counterclaim. V'ida chay melesi mishpat may avadai. And what does Rava do with melesi mishpat? Kid Rav Lazar Rabbi Yitzchak, he does exactly what Rav Lazar Rabbi Yitzchak does with it. Amar Rav Lazar Rabbi Yitzchak, kol tainus shemelinim boas tzedakah ki ilu shofech damim. Any tainus that you wait to give tzedakah until the next day, it's as if a person is being shofech damim. Shnemar melesi mishpat tzedek v'ani mili berifta utam utmari. That's only when it comes to bread and dates. Aval bezuze chiti usari leslan ba. When it comes, if what you're giving for tzedakah is money, is wheat, is barley, then it's not such a concern to delay a day, because wheat, barley, money are not edible yet anyway. It's going to take time to turn them into something that's edible. But when the minig is that people give edible foods and the aniyim are waiting for their edible food right after the tainis and they don't get it, it's ki'ilu shofech damim of the aniyim. But if the aniyim anyway know that they're not getting a meal tonight from what you're going to give them, then it's not considered as terrible to wait another day before you give them the tzedakah. This is the Gemara Ksuvus refers to this same distinction in terms of the maila of tzedakah. The Gemara in Ksuvus tells the story, I think around was around Samach Zayin, around there. The Gemara tells the story of I think it was Marukva and his wife, that they were running, that when they were running away from the person that they gave tzedakah to secretly, so they didn't want to be caught by the person as having given the tzedakah, so they ran into a place, a furnace where there were hot coals on the floor, and his wife said, and his feet were burning, and his wife said, no, don't worry, put your feet on top of my feet are okay. So he was able to be protected by her feet, and he got upset. What kind of zechus does she have that I don't have? So she explained, I have the zechus that when aniyim come to me, I give them something to eat. You give them money, they can't eat money. I give them something that's prepared. So it's a maila in tzedakah to give something that the person can actually use right away. So that over here, you see it almost in the reverse, that because it's such a maila in tzedakah, if that's what the expectation is, and you don't provide it when that's what the expectation is, so it's a much worse issue. The Shulchan Aruch writes that Laila is not as man that's royal tzedakah, because the chitzonim, or the in the Nosikem Shulchan Aruch, the quote from the Arizal, that the chitzonim are govrim ma'od belaila. It's a zman of dinim kashim. It's a time where there's a strong din. So the Gemara quotes kol taina shemelinim bo as a tzedakah is kilu shofech damim. And Rashi says that they would give the tzedakah to the aniyim on the leile atainis, and the aniyim would be waiting for the tzedakah at that time. Sounds like dafka should be given belaila. So it seems a little bit strange that we have this comment of the Arizal that one should dafka not get stuck at laila because of this time of din. So the Chida and the Birkei Yosef says that the Arizal doesn't mean that you don't give tzedakah at night. He means to say that not to give tzedakah with the same kavana that you know sin biyom. But there's certainly a toelus in giving tzedakah belaila. It just doesn't accomplish the same things up in Shemayim. So certainly if not, ani is waiting for it. So that's what our sugya is referring to. This is always tricky whenever you have a comment of the Arizal that sounds like it doesn't exactly fit with the Gemara. How exactly do you work it out? What exactly do we do when you have something in Kabbalah against that sounds like it's against the halacha? It sounds like it doesn't fit seamlessly with the halacha. So it's Yadua that the Grah thought that there was nothing at all in the Zohar that's against the halacha. That even when the Zohar says that on Shabbos you're supposed to have 12 loaves of bread and not Lecha Mishnah, oh no, the Grah says that means that you have 3 meals on Shabbos each time with 2 loaves of bread. You cut each one in half. So that's what he meant, 12 loaves of bread, that everything fits seamlessly. The Kabbalah and the halacha fit seamlessly. Rav Mordechai Eliyahu in the Akdamah to his Tshuvas has a long maracha on the interplay between Kabbalah and halacha, and how Kabbalah gives tam to the halacha. And he tries to show through many different examples that for the most part, not like Rav Vadia held. Rav Vadia held differently. Rav Vadia held that very often there's a dispute and you go with the halacha against the Kabbalah when there's a dispute. Rav Mordechai Eliyahu thought that it's all seamless, that there's that if you really understand the halacha, and the Kabbalah will give you a point of emphasis within the halacha. A very fascinating piece. Okay, says the Gemara further now, at the two dots. Lefichach ein danin. So we said we can't be dan dinin nefashos on Erev Shabbos. So the Gemara says, my time. Why not? Why can't we start a dinin nefashos case on Erev Shabbos? The Gemara says, mishum t'lo efshar. It's just simply a practical impossibility, because heichi lavid, what are we supposed to do? Meaning, let's play out the scenarios of how you would have a dinin nefashos case on Erev Shabbos. 5 possibilities. Possibility number one, l'dani b'mali shabbata v'l'gamri l'dinei b'mali shabbata. We'll take care of all of it on Erev Shabbos. We'll start the din on Erev Shabbos, and we'll finish the din on Erev Shabbos. Everything will be done on Erev Shabbos. Says, well, that doesn't work. Dil l'chazutam l'chovah, bal mevel halanas din. We just got through saying that if they decide to vote l'chovah, they need a halanas din. They have to wait for the next day. They can't do it that same day. So that's not a good possibility. It's only if you know in advance that you're going to be mezakeh. But if you might be mechayiv, that's a problem. So it says more, a second possibility. Dani b'mali shabbata, v'ligmri b'shabbata, v'liktilei b'shabbata. Let's be dan on Erev Shabbos, and we'll do a gemar din on Shabbos, and we'll kill the guy on Shabbos. Not ein ritzicha doches haShabbos. Can't kill the guy on Shabbos. That's against the rules. You're not allowed to carry out a Mises Beis Din on Shabbos. Third possibility, v'liktilei l'urta. Okay, so we'll do the Mises Beis Din that night on Motzai Shabbos. No, neged haShemesh be'inan. No, you have to do the Mises Beis Din. Neged haShemesh has to be during the daytime. Can't be done during the nighttime. So fourth possibility, v'ligmrei l'dinei b'shabbata, v'liktilei b'chad b'shabbata. Why don't we do the Gemar Din on Shabbos? So we'll start the case on Friday. We'll have the Gemara Din on Shabbos, and we'll actually execute the fellow on Sunday. Is that a Daf Yom HaKoinsons? We mentioned Sunday. Nimsa ata ma'ana es dino. No, you can't do that, because then you're being ma'ana es dino. Once you already convicted him, so then you have to kill him that day. You can't be ma'ana the din. So Rashi says it's not... says Gemara next. Nidai, the fifth possibility, Nidaine b'malei Shabbata, v'nigmarei b'chad b'Shabbata. So why don't we hear the case on Friday, and don't do the Gemara Din on Shabbos. Wait till Sunday to do the Gemara Din, and then you'll be able to execute him on the same day that it's a Gemara Din, and it won't be a violation of Inoy Adin. Says Gemara, Minshu Tamayu. Now people are going to forget the logic of why they voted the way they voted, of why it is that they voted L'chova. What do you mean they're going to forget? Avogav d'shnei sofer ha'dayanam, omdum v'nayim v'kosum, divrei amzakim, v'divrei Amachayvin, there are Sofer HaDayanim, we discussed yesterday, that is sitting there writing down every argument that's being advanced. Lizchus, Lechova, everything. How could they forget? They'll be reminded. They'll go back to the court records. No, Nihidu Bapuma Kasvin, they're only writing down what people are saying. But Libadin Shiinshi, Hilkach Lo Efshar. But whatever additional motivations or thoughts that were not properly articulated were never written down. So that you can't bring back. You know, the feeling that, Agasha, sometimes even if you take notes, you're listening to a shir, you're learning a sugya, and you take notes, and you think these notes are good enough, but you go back to those notes a month later or a year later, and it's not the same. It's hard to get back that same feeling and that same understanding, that same depth of understanding. So even a day later, that same depth of understanding was not there if they tried a day later. Now Rashi over here points out, wait, isn't this alone Inuidin, that they're going to be done the case on Friday, and they're not going to have a Gemara Din until Sunday? The Gemara assumed that if you have a Gemardin on one day and then you kill the guy on the next day, that's an Inoy Adin. But to be done the case and then wait 2 days before you have a Gemardin, that's not Inoy Hadin. So Rashi says, no, it's not Inoy Adin, because the Gemardin is did not happen yet. The person is still waiting for Hatzala Mimisa. He's still hoping that he might have Hatzala Mimisa, that he might not die. It's only after there's a Gemardin that it's Inoy Adin, because then he knows what his fate is. He knows what's going to happen, and by delaying that inevitable fate of having to die from Misas Beis Din, it's only then that it's considered Inoy Adin. So Inoy Adin is not waiting for the Etzem Adin, it's waiting between the Gemar Din and carrying out what happens as a result of the Gemar Din. The problem is that there's a Rashi in Maseches Moed Katan that sounds not this way. Rashi in Moed Katan, Daf Yedalel and Beis, says that even if they're Ma'ana the Din, and they're not Gomer the Din on time, that's also Inoy Adin, that they don't have a Gemar Din on time. Not that they wait between the Gemar Din and the execution. And Rashi Maseches Shabbos and Daf Lamed Gimel says Inoy Adin is Ma'achrin Hadayanim Ladono V'lo L'Shem Shemayim. He says if they're Ma'acher to judge him, they delay beginning the judgment. Elul Acher Shuhuvr L'Madin Mashinoso. They know what the Halacha is going to be, and they don't say what the Halacha is. That's Inoy Adin. So that's why Tosfos Moed Katan and the Ritva and Moed Katan ask on Rashi from our Gemara, meaning they ask on the Rashi's in Moed Katan and the Rashi in Shabbos from our Gemara, that our Gemara seems to imply that is not a violation of Inoy Adin is right, that it's not a violation of Inoy Adin until there actually was a Gemara Din. The Rambam in the 20th parak of Hilchos Sanhedrin writes, Lo sasu avol b'mishpat ze hama'aves es adin v'chein hama'ana es adin umarich b'dvarim abrurim k'dei l'tzair echad mibali adinim harei ze b'chal mu'uval. He says someone who delays a din and drags on the case in order to cause tsar to one of the Balei Din, that is a violation of Inoy Adin. Sounds like even before the Gemar Din, he's just dragging it on unnecessarily. That's how the Rambam seems to understand. So like the Rashi's elsewhere, but it seems to be troubling and difficult within our sugya. So the Sefer Pnei Maven is quoted in the Masifta as Mataritz Rashi, that it shouldn't be a stira in Rashi, that really Rashi holds like the Rambam, that Inoy Adin could apply even before the Gemar Din. If that means if the Din is borrowed to the Dayanim, they know exactly what they're going to paskin, that's Inoy Adin, not to say it right away. When Rashi says if they have not yet had a Gemar Din, over here Rashi says if they have not yet had a Gemar Din, it's not Inoy Adin, that means they don't yet know what the Gemar Din is going to be. So that's not Inoy Adin. Let them figure it out if they haven't yet figured it all out. So that's not an Inoy Adin. But So then you have to say the Gemara's kasha is, let them be done on Erev Shabbos, and will be Nigmar Achara Shabbos, in a way that they're not going to have a din borer until then. So that it won't be Inuay Adin. How you know that exactly? How you could set that up in advance, that they're not going to have a din borer, that they're delaying? I don't know. Maybe you tell them on Shabbos, don't think about it. That on Shabbos, they should, by Shabbos, by Menucha, they shouldn't be thinking about their work lives during Shabbos. Okay, says Gemara Vayter. Amle Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. So this kasha that Reish Lakish is about to ask Rabbi Yochanan, Rashi points out, Reish Lakish lava masnisin bayam Rabbi Yochanan, has nothing to do with our Mishnah. El Bialma, he was asking Rabbi Yochanan about the way things work. V'sidrua misadrea gemara kan, mishum desof alishol v'tei misas bezen docha Shabbos. The misadrea gemara just put it over here because of the series of questions that Reish Lakish is going to challenge Rabbi Yochanan with, the second of them is going to relate to our sugya. But the first one is not at all related to our sugya. So Amalei Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, v'tek tvuras meis mitzvah docha Shabbos mikal v'chomer, we should be permitted to bury a meis mitzvah on Shabbos based on the following kal v'chomer, uma avoda shadocha Shabbos. If you're allowed to do avoda on Shabbos even though it involves malacha, kvuras meis mitzvah docha osa, still kvuras meis mitzvah overpowers avoda. So if avoda beats out Shabbos and kvuras meis mitzvah beats out avoda, so kvuras meis mitzvah should beat out Shabbos. How do I know kvuras meis mitzvah is docha avoda? Mi v'la achoso. Kiditanya, the Brisa tells us as follows. When it talks about a Nazir, who he's not allowed to become Tamei to, it's his Aviv, Imo, Achiv, Achoso, Matamalomer. Why does he have to say his sister? Let's say you have a person who's going to Shaktis Karm Pesach, we're going to do a Bris Mila, Vishama Shemes Lameis, and he hears that that a relative of his died, meaning someone that normally he would have a Chiv Avelus for. Yachol Yitame, you might think that he should go and become tamei to the mace. So Amrit lo yitamei. So our servant told, no, he shouldn't. So Yachol k'shem sheinu matamei la'achoso, kach einu matamei the mace mitzvah. So you might say, okay, so if he's not going to be matamei la'achoso, so then he shouldn't be matamei to mace mitzvah either. Tamalomar, that's why we have the extra word ula'achoso. La'achoso hu deinu matamei avu matamei the mace mitzvah. He's not matamei to his sister, but he is matamei to a mace mitzvah. So what do you see? That mace mitzvah, he's docha avoda. He's going lishchotis pischo. He's going to do the avoda. Meis mitzvah is a more important consideration than avoda. Ooh, but avoda is more important than Shabbos. So shouldn't meis mitzvah take care of Shabbos? Shouldn't kvuras meis mitzvah be a primary consideration more so than shmir Shabbos? So Shabbos shenitchas mei avoda eno din she to kvuras meis mitzvah docha osa. That is the kasha Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan. So Amalei Rabbi Yochanan responded, ritzicha tochi. We could prove that this kal v'chomer is not a valid kal v'chomer based on misas beizdin. Ritzicha meaning when beizdin kills someone who committed a capital crime. Why? Shedocha es avoda ve'ino docha es Shabbos. Not everything that's docha avoda is docha Shabbos. If beizdin has to kill somebody who is a murderer, they will do so even if it's going to prevent the avoda from happening, but they will not do so on Shabbos. So you see that not everything that's docha avoda is docha Shabbos. If you look at Rashi, Ritzicha tochiach shedocha avoda, dechsev meim mizbechi tikachad alamos shem haya kohen rotzeach. If you have a kohen who's a murderer, verotza lavod, and he wants to do the avoda, mevino so lidon bebezdin. We bring him lidon bebezdin. Ublvad shlo yoridu me'al mizbeach mamish. As long as he's not mamish on the mizbeach, but he's by the mizbeach, he's near the mizbeach, he's ready to do the avoda, we'll take him down from doing the avoda. But we're not going to kill him on Shabbos. Now we have a halacha that's a little more relevant bizman hazeh about a kohen rotzeach. If we have a kohen rotzeach, Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Kuf Chav Ches, that he's not mevarich birchas kohanim because birchas kohanim is benesias kapayim, and the halacha is that kohen, that those same hands that were shofech damim should not be the source of the hashras hashchina for the blessing of Klal Yisrael. It's not the kohanim that are mevarich; it's the Kodesh Baruch Hu that's mevarich through the vehicle of the kohanim. But there shouldn't be. It's like an ein kategor nasa senegar kind of thing. There's a question in Poskim: is that because of the act of murder, that it was shofech dam, or is it the avera of murder? Meaning, is it that they did something wrong? Big nafkamina lemaiser, Avadia has tshuvas about it. Many of the Israeli poskim have tshuvas about it. You have a chayal, who's a kohen, who killed enemies, so he did a great mitzvah, chemes mitzvah, he's saving Klal Yisrael. So can he do birchas kohanim? If it's a function of just shofech dam, regardless of whether it was a mitzvah, an avera, otherwise, similar to David HaMelech. David HaMelech fought all these wars, and he couldn't build the Beis HaMikdash because his hands were full of blood. Yeah, good blood. He did the right thing, but he couldn't build the Beis HaMikdash. Or do you say, no, it's the Aveira that prevents the Birchas Kohanim? So that's the discussion amongst contemporary poskim about that issue. So that's the Sugi Masech HaSota. So anyway, so it says Gemara now, Ritzicha Gufa.
Wait, one second. So what Birchat Kohanim we say he's not allowed to, but to bring a Korban on the Beit HaMikdash that he could do?
Only when he's alam is bech, because that's a gzeres hakasav. Me'im is bechiv, lo me'alam is bechiv.
He could go ahead bring the korban.
It's a korban at tzibur. He's bringing for the tzibur. Yeah, it's not him, right? Yeah, it's not his hands. I guess it's not so much a function of his hands over there. Over here, I guess it's more of a in kategor nasa samega. So it says about Ritzicha Gufa Tidches HaShabbos. So this is the part that relates to our sugya. Let Ritzicha be Doch HaShabbos Mikal V'Chomer, from the following Kal V'Chomer, meaning Bezin should kill the guy on Shabbos, based on the following Kal V'Chomer. Uma Avodah Shadoch HaShabbos Ritzicha Doch HaSah. If Avodah is Doch HaShabbos, and yet Misas Bezin is Doch HaAvodah, Shenemar Mi'im is Bechitik Chanelamos. So Shabbos Shenidches Mipnei Avodah, Shabbos which is pushed aside for the sake of Avodah, Ein Odin Shetei Ritzicha Doch HaSah. All the more so, Mises Bezin should be Docha Shabbos. So, Amrava Kvar Paska, Tanna Dever Rabbi Shmuel, the Tanna Dever Rabbi Shmuel, Lo Savaru Esh. We already learned from the Tanna Dever Rabbi Shmuel that you're not allowed to carry out an execution on Shabbos. Why? Pasuk says Lo Savaru Esh. Matam Alomar. Matam Alomar. What do you mean, Matam Alomar? What do you mean, why does the Pasuk say Lo Savaru Esh? We already have, that's an old discussion, why the Torah singles out Havara when we know that there are 39 Malachos. Il Rabbi Yossi Lelav Yatzasa. Il Rabbi Nassim Lechal Yatzasa. Either it's there to teach me that Lo Savaruach is that Havara is a lesser malacha than the other 38 malachas, and it's only a los asay, it's not a chiv misa, or it's the chalik itzas, it's there to reflect on all the others, that each one stands alone as individual malachas, and you can be chayiv 39 separate chiyuvim if you do all of them behalamachas. Kiditanya Havara lav yatz divrav yosim, nasan omer lechalik yatzas. So what do you mean? Why does it say lo savaruach? Ela merav etanim oshavos kashale. We weren't bothered by that part of the pasuk. We were bothered by the b'chol moshvoseichem part. Moshavos matam alom. Why did it say Moshavos? Michti. Shabbos chavos hagufi. V'chavos haguf noheges bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz. Shabbos is chavos haguf. It has nothing to do with the mitzvah tzliya ba'aretz. There are plenty of other mitzvahs tzliya ba'aretz. Shabbos isn't one of them. And therefore, why does it Moshavos to kas rachmana lamali? Why does it have to say Moshavos? So Mishur Rebbe Sholom or Talmud Echa l'fi shenemar kiya be'ish chet mishpan maves v'humas shomeani bein b'chol bein b'shabbos, that it says you have to execute a criminal. So I might think that that's done whether it be a weekday, whether it be a Shabbos. V'amani mekayim mechalel mos yimas bishar malachos chutz mimisas beizdin. And mechalel mos yimas, when we say that someone is mechalel Shabbos is doing a terrible thing, that's if he's doing other chilul Shabbos, but not if he's doing misas beizdin. If he's executing in beizdin, he's doing the right thing. Oh, eno ela afilu misas beizdin. Or maybe no, maybe that's called chilul Shabbos also when you carry out an execution on Shabbos. Umani mekayim v'umas b'chol, and maybe v'umas of doing executions should only be done b'chol avalo b'shabbos. Oh, enu elafil b'shabbos. So we're going back and forth, we're vacillating over here. Which is it? Do we execute people on Shabbos or do we not execute people on Shabbos? Ah, tamalomar lo suvaru esh b'chol moshvoseichem. We have that phrase b'chol moshvoseichem. Alanu omer v'yu eila lachem l'chukas mishpat l'dor voseichem b'chol moshvoseichem. Ma moshavos ha'amr la'alan beizdin. Af moshavos ha'amr kan beizdin. Just like the moshavos when it says that it should be chukas mishpat l'dor voseichem, that's referring to beizdin. So here also lo suvaru esh b'chol moshvoseichem is referring to beizdin. And what's the pasuk telling us? That you're not allowed to make a fire, you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos b'chol moshvoseichem, meaning Beizdin, even for a Sreifa, which is a Misas Beizdin, they're not allowed to do on Shabbos. So Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Amar Abayim.